All right, let us jump into the mailbag again this week. This is from Jim, who says, I love the podcast and have been listening faithfully for so long. Back when I started, the moon had just fallen on, and the party only had two members in it. It's been a fantastic coming back every week these past 9 years and hearing a new episode every week. Thank you for that. The consistency of release and the obvious effort put into editing and sound quality. My question is a pretty simple one. Is there a place for the listeners of Critical Hit to hang out as a community, a Discord server, a forum? I noticed that there's a subreddit on Critical Hit, but I don't think that's ever been mentioned in the podcast, and it looks pretty dead. At the time of this writing, the new season has just started, and I really wanted to see what kind of wild speculations the fans could come up with, but I couldn't find anything. Does something like this even exist, or is there a Critical Hit community limited only to your Twitters and Tumblrs accounts? So, Jim, we used to have a forum a long time ago, but it just got overloaded with spam bots, so we discontinued the forum, but... we do have a website at majorspoilers.com, and we do have a very active comment section. So if you want to go into a specific episode and discuss it, you will get a lot of interaction there. Discord, well, we do have a Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. And I haven't ever set up the Discord on that yet, but that is something that we quite possibly could do in the future. Real quick, let's go around the table so everyone knows everyone else's Twitters. Brian?
Mine's D&D Brian.
It's D-N-D Brian.
Letter D, letter N, letter D, B-R-I-A-N.
There you go. Sam?
Samantha Nelson 1.
And that's the number 1.
Yep.
Rob?
At Bora Mortal.
Okay. Matthew?
At Mighty King Cobra. That's Cobra with a capital O.
All right. And Rodrigo?
It's at Fearsome Critter.
There you go, Jim. And again, we can't wait to see some of your comments pop up over there at majorspoilers.com. Listeners, if you have questions, comments, whatever, podcast at majorspoilers.com. And listen, maybe we haven't been pushing this or talking about it enough on this show for you to get out there and check it out. But we do have a Patreon page at patreon.com/majorspoilers. And for shows like Critical Hit, your support is necessary. It's vital to keep shows like this going. So I know we have tens of thousands of listeners out there. And what I'm asking you to do is head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers right now and check out and see what we're doing and what we're trying to do to make Major Spoilers grow, which in return generates more stuff for you. And I think for fans of Critical Hit, Matthew, there's a lot of reasons why you might want to become a $5, $10, $15, or $25 a month member. Because you get a lot of bonuses and perks as well.
That's true. You get access to the character sheets.
Mm-hmm.
You get access to exclusive art. You get access to some behind the scenes information. And if we get to that level, Stephen,
yeah,
I have heard rumors.
Yep.
I have heard rumors that people will be able to get their Critical Hit early.
Yeah. If you don't want to listen to an ad in front of Critical Hit, if you want it ad free, then one of our upcoming goals, or a goal that we may have passed, depending on when you're listening to this, hello, future people, still, there's another goal that we're always trying to reach. Please hit it. But yes, you will have access when you become a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. You get access to a secret RSS feed that you can just copy it. It's an audio RSS feed. You just copy the link and you put it into your podcast player of choice. And anytime we release something at that level, you will get it, including Critical Hit, a week earlier than everyone else. So there are people right now who could potentially be listening to next week's episode of Critical Hit right now, and it's ad-free. What are you waiting for, listeners? Do us a favor. Help us out by helping yourself out by going over to patreon.com/majorspoilers and signing up today. Thanks so much for checking us out this week. Now, here is your episode. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for checking us out this week. I'm glad that you stopped by to hear our crazy adventures. Yep, we're trying to talk to some gods.
Hey, it went well.
They are. Again. Rodrigo, what's going on?
What is going on?
On Critical Hit.
On Critical Hit.
On Critical Hit?
Yes.
Rob totally does not have a marshmallow in his mouth.
Nope, it is a cracker.
There you go. Rodrigo, please.
Yeah, so what did happen last time?
On critical hit.
We made it to a Quartz Island.
Yes. The Path of Peonies.
We found out that Asmodeus is sending the Gith all around the Astral Sea to attack would-be visitors to any of the other islands. And we also met up with an old friend. Listeners may know him by the name of Cord. He was so nice. He made us fight 12 monsters.
Yep. 20 feet tall.
We fight 12 monsters.
And we won.
He offered to let us fight 12 monsters.
Yeah.
And we agreed. Yep. And we won.
So now he's on our side, and now we're raiding his library.
Yes, pretty much.
All right. Well, let's get into this exciting library action.
Ooh, boy, research.
What are you guys trying to find in the library?
Two things, really. Information on the gods that we know are waking up, if at all. Mm-hmm. And information on other gods that might be waking up. The first one being clearly more important, the second one being more likely to be found since Cord didn't really have a lot of interaction with these guys.
Okay.
I'm gonna go look for the adventures of Cord. I'm sure he has collected those and bound them. And I bet in there it might mention some of the gods that he has encountered.
I'm assuming that's what like 3/4 of the books in here are.
No, okay.
All right. Anybody who's looking can give me a history check.
Okay. Oh, history.
One you're good at. Hooray.
One that I am good at.
Wow.
Wow.
Woo! Nice.
Wow.
That's a
jump and fish hooks.
Right. I forgot about your new Epic Destiny. Jeez.
Randus roll books good.
I read all the books. All 12 of them.
One per each monster we had to fight.
Yes.
Well, there's Cord, Volume 1, Crisis on Infinite Cord.
See, the fighting of monsters was a metaphor for the importance of illiteracy.
Right. Yep. That is the monster you're trying to defeat is illiteracy.
Volume 2, Secret.
And you
Cords.
Did. Randus trounced them. let's see.
Volume 3, The Cord Extinction Agenda.
So, we'll say that Orem and Randa's actually managed to find something useful.
Woohoo!
So, pick a god and tell me. Basically, pick a god and I'll tell you something useful that you figured out.
You're on go.
Okay. You find mention of a handful of places that he likes to visit on, like, with some regularity.
Any of those we happen to been to?
No.
Darn.
But you can run that past your people and see if any of those places are still around.
Fair enough. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Horem?
How about Oradon?
You find that a mention that he is never happier than when he is working on a weapon or armor or something like that for someone that he sees as an equal.
Hmm. Ooh, that could be... That could be bad.
Do we know any dwarves?
We do, Otto. Actually.
Do Otto? You know any dwarves?
Oh, yeah, the captain's a dwarf, isn't he?
Yep.
Yep.
And there also there is our theologian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whose name escapes me.
Barrett is her name.
Thank you.
I should probably put races down in my notes as well.
We don't see race.
God.
That's the biggest sigh I could manage.
Fair enough.
I had to put work into that.
Yeah, it was like a sigh mixed with a hairball.
No, I was just practicing my bar mitzvah.
Anyway, you guys too. Get that information.
Hooray. Awesome. And I share it with everyone else in our party, not just like...
Yeah. Hey, everybody!
Not like Great Hoof or...
not like hey, Rodney did you know?
The half-naked guy over there, the half-naked woman over there. I just don't go.
Rodney Dangerfield at the end of Caddyshack. Hey, let's take a shower!
Well, we should get back to our ship, cross-reference those places.
Yeah.
Then we might have a way to maybe locate our Anko.
Okay, yeah.
So you said Auradon... likes working on gear for contemporaries.
Mm-hmm.
Appears.
Yep.
Those he considers worthy.
Equals like court.
Or Asmodeus.
Yeah. So might want to get to him sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think we have one question for court before we leave. And then depending on the answer to that, I think Auradon might be our next stop.
What's the question?
A two-part question. His opinion on Auradon and if he would be willing to accept a weapon made by him.
Mm. Well, I guess we better hurry and find out if he's still available.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good.
Is Great Hoof around, or is...
Yeah, he's around.
Is Cord hanging out somewhere? We could just go talk to him?
I mean, you could probably go look for him. He's pretty easy to spot.
Okay.
He's the tall one.
Yes. I say we're also up on the side of the hill, so we've got a vantage point.
Yep.
All right, then I guess we'll approach.
You go find Cord?
Yes.
Yeah, he's down by the shore.
Okay. Excuse me, Cord.
Oh, are you still here?
Yes, we're just about finished. we just had, you know, a couple more questions that if you could help us out, we'd be very grateful.
Okay.
What do you think of Auradon?
I haven't had too many dealings with him.
Likeable fellow?
Oh, I'm sure he's not. He's, Dwarven god, those are well documented as being very grouchy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If he made you a weapon, would you accept it?
Or maybe I don't usually. Certainly not armor.
Okay.
I suppose if he made me a weapon or armor, I would accept it as a gift, but I would never wield it.
Mm. Okay.
And if. What I suspect you're going for is to build some sort of trust. I am sure he would not like that if his work was not actually put to use.
True, true. Okay, well, again, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for agreeing to be part of the coalition.
Oh, I should mention, if this is what you are hoping to get out of it, that the Bronze Prince had a sword and it was broken.
Hmm.
During the War of Entities. So perhaps you should ask him if he wants a God-forged weapon.
Useful information.
Interesting. I think we have our next destination.
So we will excuse ourselves and get back on the boat.
Okay. You get back on the boat.
Can we use the little boat to go to the boat?
No.
No. No.
Someone bring us the little boat.
Oh, my God.
You've always been. You know what? You've been talking about a twig for 5 years. I can be obsessed with a boat.
I am utilizing said twig as a weapon, sir.
I'll pick up the boat. Never mind. All right.
All right. So back to Rutile Island?
Think so.
Sure. Might as well.
Do we need to?
That's what I was wondering, too.
We've got super fast travel, so.
I would like to make repairs on the ship.
Oh, yes.
If it's all the same to you.
And maybe...
It did get hit by a magic anchor.
Uh-huh.
Or anti-magic anchor?
A little of both.
Maybe you have something you could prepare because it's probably a good chance that we will be attacked again. So anything you could do to strengthen the ship would be great. So, yes, let's go back to Rutile Island.
What?
Nothing.
That didn't sound like nothing.
I wouldn't have phrased it exactly that way, but...
All right.
Back to Rutile Island.
Head back to Rutile Island. So the captain takes the ship out past where you guys are easily visible from the path of peonies, and then activates the super solenoid, and you guys sail through and can see Rutile Island in the distance.
Hooray, we are back.
You guys approach the island, the ship docks, and you guys are back.
Should probably make our way to the usual Sarsa. Group of people. Yeah, Sarsa. Yep. Maybe make a quick stop and talk to Barrett really quick. Heck, even...
well, we have more information to get to Barrett.
Yes.
Right. We should hit all the NPCs. We're good. Just cycle around the town.
Yeah.
They'll have a little blue star above their head.
Basically, we should probably just need to talk to Sarza, Barrett, and Pistonella. Maybe Benny?
Yeah, we could also check in with Soloth, see if he's found anything new on the secret facility.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to make the rounds together?
Sure. No, we could probably go separately.
Split up.
Yeah.
Two teams or three?
Five.
Or five.
Everyone to their, yes.
Five teams? That's a lot of teams.
Everyone kind of goes to their respective...
Person.
Counterpart.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right, well, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Where is Sakaar going?
Who would Sakaar's counterpart be?
There's no counterparts. Like,
no, really.
I'm not entirely like. It's great. I really like that Matthew volunteered to go first. He's like, so should we all go together? And Matthew's like, yeah, let's split up into two teams. And like, Rob is like, no, everybody should go to their thing. And I'm like, what is everybody's thing? And then Matthew's like, I go to my thing. And I'm like, what is everybody's thing?
like, I don't know. I presume that Rob knew. Okay.
Right, so I think. Your thing is probably maybe like the armorer?
Probably better.
Zardin Bonnie?
All right, that sounds like. Yes. Well, there's a bookie guy, and there's a ninja guy, and there's a an engineer guy.
Or you can go to Sarza.
Who's Sarza?
I'm going to go to Sarza.
Yeah, kind of figured Orm was going to go with Sarza.
Well, that's just rude. I'll go to the other guy.
What other guy?
No!
Let's okay, Sard tell you what, let's all right. Let's have Matthew so. Go last.
No. So Matthew, Michael here, will go to Salah.
Maybe it is a good time to recap who some of the people on the island are. We do have Sarza. She's kind of the head of everything, right?
I'm familiar with her.
Then we have the theologian.
Who's going to Pixo?
Human?
The cartographer.
Yep. Human is correct.
Human, okay. All right. Then we have the theologian.
Weapons.
Oh, I don't know. Cunning, great intellect.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
Priest of
Bahamut.
Bahamut, yes.
Yeah. Likely class.
Paladin.
Avenger.
Paladin or cleric?
Yeah, she definitely doesn't have like doesn't seem to wear colossal armor, so cleric is the most likely, although, you know, sometimes Avengers wear a little bit, you know, chainier armor as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who's next?
We also have our theologian, Barrett right. Demonfoe, who is a female dwarf.
Right.
We
likely class.
Cleric?
Cleric, yeah.
Okay, sure. Usual garb?
Robes?
Oh, yeah. Correct. Robes makes me think Invoker, actually, considering those are like clothy clerics.
How does she like to keep her hair?
Neat.
She's got black hair, and she usually keeps it in a braid, so yes. All right, what else?
We have our engineer, the female dragonborn, Pistonella.
Mm-hmm.
She is a dragonborn.
That is correct. What color dragonborn?
Green.
Green is correct. Huh. Likely class?
Artificer?
Artificer.
That probably seems like the most of a given. Okay, who else?
We have our spy master, the half-orc Asaloth.
Mm-hmm.
He's got big ram horns and big tusks. He has a ninja army.
That is true. Likely class?
Bard.
Yes.
I mean, Bard. You joke about that, but...
Possible. But it's super plausible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Art is actually they're not jack-a-lone. A terrible choice for a yeah. ninja.
No, I'd say rogue or assassin.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say ninja.
Or bard.
I keep forgetting assassin. Like, there's two different assassin options.
You keep forgetting assassin.
That was years ago.
Famously, Brian played an assassin in a game that we did, and it made me hate that class, which is why it's not available in Critical Hit.
Oh, there's a different assassin class.
Obnoxious class.
Who else?
We have our armorer, mm-hmm. Zardin Bani. She's a human woman. Dark Correct. Skin, platinum blonde hair.
That is, I recall that, yes. Likely class?
Warrior.
Smith.
Fighter?
I'd say probably fighter.
That seems likely.
Then we have Pixo, the Kenku cartographer.
Mm-hmm.
But not the southern continent Kenku.
Right. What kind of Kenku?
He's of the astral sea.
Oh, I forgot what kind of bird he looked like. He's astral sea Kenku. I know that, but I don't know, like,
tropical bird. Yeah, big bill.
Toucan?
Oh, he's like almost like a toucan-y kind of bird, like a tropical bird.
Yeah, he's actually based on hornbills.
Hornbill.
Okay. Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, and not that you guys, like, I didn't say that out loud before. Yeah. From the
sure.
description.
I just knew he had a really big pointy beak.
We also have,
I was totally thinking more. So.
We also have Otto, who's our ship's captain.
Yes.
Right. Who's also a dwarf.
But you didn't give me a likely class for Pixo.
Oh.
Expert?
Yeah, NPC.
Yeah. Pixo is not a fighter. And by not a fighter, I mean...
unless we just completely misread him.
He is a scholar, because he has horn-rimmed glasses to go with his horn bill.
Yep.
We can be just going with the rest of the Kenku NPC and have his class be secretly evil Avenger.
Exactly. Exactly. Because we've met a guy who was, hi, I'm totally a nerd Kenku. I'm not threatening at all. Oh, by the way, here's my demon.
Class is factotum.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-mm. All right. And you brought up Otto?
Yes.
What is Otto's last name?
Pilot. Otto. What did it
Jim Hand.
His name is Otto the
Spot.
Otto. Otto Jim Hand. Jim Hand? Yes. Jim Hand.
Jim Hand. Correct. Yes. What color is his beard?
Red.
Nope.
No.
Black.
Nope.
White.
Green.
Now you're just guessing.
Nope. I actually thought it was red.
I thought it was red too.
It is blonde. He is a very blonde dwarf.
Blonde.
Mm.
We would have gotten there eventually.
Nordic dwarves.
After we guessed like three fantasy colors.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys were getting farther and farther away from, from real world colors into anime colors.
Starts out red, then fades to purple.
He could be an anime dwarf. I mean, it's not like they don't exist.
I mean, sure.
All right, Matthew, there you go. There's all the players.
Okay. So, as I almost said several minutes ago, I remember all of their names. I literally don't know what we meant by let's go see our counterparts. So that's why I was asking who should be the counterpart. So shall
I'm actually
I go see
really,
Sulla?
I honestly, I think there are maybe two solid potential counterparts. I'm really curious to know who Rob thinks is Ket's counterpart.
Oh, I assumed he thought it was the theologian.
Sam is right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. All right. That's interesting.
I'm going to go
Does
see the theologian.
Does Orem have a counterpart?
The only reason I went with Sarsa is because I am the one who most recently dealt with her.
Okay. Interesting.
She's also the boss.
Yeah.
Well, there are five of you and six potential people to see, so somebody's going to have to double up at some point if you're hitting all the NPCs.
I assume Pixo and Barrett are going to be in the same general location.
Maybe, maybe not. I was actually planning on going to Pixo since I have the information on the locations.
Yep.
All right. Then I'll go to Pistonella.
Okay.
Which is where I'm going right now.
All right. So Sakaar goes to see Pistonella.
Yes.
You go into her machine shop, which is very loud.
Hello?
There's a lot of ratcheting going on.
Ratchet, 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 ratchet. Can I see what she's working on?
Yeah, but you're not really sure what it is. It appears to be some sort of engine of some kind.
Hmm. Can she hear me? Does she know I'm here?
While she's ratcheting, she looks over and she's like, oh, hi.
Hello. We have returned.
That's great. Did you damage the ship?
Yes, we did. And I apologize.
All right, I'll be over there. You want to walk with me?
Absolutely. I'll see if I can assist you. I imagine a strong arm won't be too much trouble.
No, we tried. I'd appreciate it. Did you you guys get to try out the transporter buoy?
We did not, and it was not due to lack of effort on my part.
Ah, well, maybe next time.
Agreed. Next time, for certain. But we were at least successful in our first sortie, which is always a plus.
Oh, that's good.
Did we miss anything in our absence?
Had a brief spider flare-up, but Salat's kids took care of it.
Ugh. Spiders.
Oh, by the way, we got another shipment of magical materials, which apparently I'm not allowed to touch because it's for you, so you should probably go see Din Bani about it at some point.
Excellent, excellent. We will. Honestly, I'm hoping for a new sword.
Yeah. So you guys get to the ship and start working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's actually expected it to be a lot worse, so it doesn't seem too bad.
We tried to minimize the pirate-related damages.
Yeah,
we succeeded
I think we
in our skill challenge.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, this is mostly superficial damage, so it's not too bad.
Excellent. I keep an eye out for spiders.
Okay.
And do any heavy lifting as necessary.
Makes sense. So we'll cut away. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay. Where's Orem going?
I'm going to go to the Sarsa headquarters.
Okay. She is at her desk.
Ah, Sarsa. Good news.
Yes.
And some bad news.
All right.
Which would you like first?
Whatever gets me there fastest.
All right. We met with Cord.
Good.
He's agreed to be part of the coalition.
That is fantastic.
It is fantastic. Very nice guy. It's so great to see him again. We have three potential places that we could go next. Yuranko to meet with him.
Mm-hmm.
Ulradan. There may be some question on whose side he might be on. And then, I guess the Bronze Prince.
All right.
Also the bad news. Seems that, Osmodeus has hired a bunch of pirates from the Farbrights to patrol the islands and attack anyone who's approaching. And we were attacked. We won, but we were attacked. Ship took a little bit of damage. I'm assuming someone is working on that now, but we just arrived back and I thought I would report to you instantly to see if you had any thoughts on some of these new new bits of information.
And what are these pirates like?
Oh, they call themselves the Gith.
Hmm.
I know some people call them Jif, but it's really Gith.
Get out.
They're called the Gith. They don't use traditional magic. They use like mental abilities.
Hmm.
They're very interesting, but also kind of scary. Have you ever heard of them before?
I had not. But our library is pretty extensive. They might be mentioned somewhere.
Okay. And that's kind of a quick summary.
Well, if you wouldn't mind writing a full report on their abilities and tactics, that would be very helpful to us.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to go and find Ket.
Great. Hey, Orym.
Yes.
You're doing great.
Oh, thank you.
And she goes back to work. All right, who's next?
I can talk to Pixo.
Okay. You go into the cartography area, and you find Pixo looking over some stuff. And he looks up when you go in. Oh, hey, Randis.
Hey, Pixo. I got some information on some locations that apparently your uncle liked to visit.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just wanted to see.
Give them to me.
Absolutely. Here's a list.
Oh, I see. It might take me a little while.
Fair enough. Let us know. Basically, yeah, if any of those are around or, yeah, any thoughts you have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And off I go to find the others.
Okay. Who's next?
I'll hit up Soloth.
Okay. You go to Soloth's tower. He's in there, mm-hmm. looking over some paperwork.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Looks like we found some of what the opposition research has been about. He's brought the Gith back from the Far Star.
Oh, the Far Brights.
Yeah, that one.
Yes. That is consistent with what we had heard, insofar as we had heard some very inconsistent reports.
Hmm. Yeah, there's apparently a horde of them armed with anti-magic weaponry that is going through the Astral Sea, attacking and / protecting or interfering with places dictated by their employer.
Hmm. And who is their employer?
Oh, Asmodeus.
Right. We know that he had pulled private help from many sources, but this is distressing.
Yes.
Well, with this new information, we should be able to at least work it in some way to our advantage. So thank you for bringing that to me.
Of course.
We have heard that several ships have left Shalai and the Demon Web, all drow ships, and they appear to be diplomatic envoys.
So do you know where they're heading?
We don't know for sure, but at least one of them seems to be heading towards the Hexagon Towers.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, this will be a race, I'm sure.
Indeed. Not only that, but you have to remember that time is going to slowly begin to break down. So, depending on where you're going, you may already be behind.
It's a very odd thought. Well, at least we've gotten one ally to the cause. Cord signed up.
Oh, that's good to know.
If they are heading towards the Hexagon Towers, that just makes our decision a little easier. We'd been thinking of visiting the Bronze Prince anyways.
Hmm.
We think that he might be a helpful ally in possibly appealing to Ulridan.
I see.
All right. Well, let me know if you find anything out of relevance.
Very well.
I will head out.
Okay.
Yes, that leaves me.
Yep.
Barrett.
Hello, Kat.
Did you get our initial messages from before we met Cord? Met with Cord?
Mm-hmm.
Any news on that yet?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. Well, Cord has agreed to join the coalition.
That's great.
He gave us, and we were also able to access his library. Got a little information on Uranko and Ulridon.
Oh, well, that's great.
Rindus is giving the Uranko information to Pixo. Currently, it's mostly locations he liked.
Mm-hmm.
See, and then Ulridon is the last of the dwarven gods, from what I understand.
He is the only dwarven god to have awakened.
And that's the only information we have about him, really. Other than what we got there, he likes to make weapons for those that he would deem worthy. Or equals. Do you have any idea if that would just be other gods, or...
Well, it would almost certainly be a martial god of some kind. So, out of everyone that's awake, maybe Cord, although I think he prefers to fight unarmed. The Bronze Prince is a well-known sword fighter.
With a broken sword, according to Cord.
Well, there is that. Famously, his sword did break during the War of Entities. Maybe Great Tiger, depending on what he's doing nowadays. I'm sure Rafaga would appreciate something that was forged. And of course, Magubliet is both a very martial deity and one that appreciates weaponry, especially daggers and things like that.
All right, that helps out. Do you have any reason to believe that Ulridon would be more partial to his own people?
How do you mean?
Would it be a reasonable idea to specifically take a dwarf with us when we go to visit him?
Well, I don't suppose it would hurt.
Would you care to be that dwarf if Otto typically wants to stay with the Dawn Serena?
Mm-hmm. Yes, typical gem hand, am I right?
Yeah.
Certainly. I'm sure I can get, she kind of makes air quotes, permission for a field trip if it comes down to it.
All right. Well, we've got at least one god to visit before him, but I think we're going to be heading there soon, so...
Well, just let me know, and just, you want to give me a quick priority list on what you want me to research next?
The other two you just mentioned, the Great Tiger and Rafaga,
mm-hmm.
Because I believe the Bronze Prince is probably our next stop.
Mm-hmm.
And once Pixo has more information on Uranko places, that would be helpful as well. So I think those are our next plans. I'll let you know if that changes as well.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Orm bumps into Ket as he's leaving. Oh, hey, Ket.
Yeah, and you bump into Randus, too.
Oh, hey, Randus.
Hi.
Hey, Ket, Sarsa really needs a report written on... everything that happened, but specifically tactics of the Gith.
I can get on that. I'm assuming the ship's going to be a little bit longer before it's ready to go.
Probably. So I suppose the faster that we could get that to her, the better.
All right.
Also, don't come over too early in the morning. I sleep in on Saturdays. And I got to have time to copy it into my hand writing. Before I turn it in.
I'll just get it to her myself.
Okay. I can't turn in my work in your handwriting.
Orim.
Yes, Ket.
She knows I'm the tactical
expert.
Yes.
She's going to understand that I did the work.
And yet I'm getting you to do the work. Hey, question. Mm-hmm. What do we know about this broken sword that the Bronze Prince had?
So far that it broke during the conflict.
Mm.
And according to Barrett, he was apparently a highly renowned martial fighter.
Okay. Randus, how did your...
Pixel's going to have to do some research and let us know what he determines.
Okay. All right. Do we need to go check in with Zardin Bonnie at all, do you think?
I don't think we specifically have anything for her, but...
Okay.
Probably let her know the pirates' tactics as well.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
Maybe she can work on something to neutralize, especially the anchor.
Yeah.
That'd be good great. Thought. That'd be really great.
So do you want to head down there, Randus, since you know...
Sure.
...that and all... work on this report for Sarza?
Yeah, I can head that way.
Right. I guess I'll be here. Come get me when everything's ready to go.
Okay.
I'm going to go write a report.
Okay. Randus goes to the armory?
Yep.
Okay. You find Zardin Bonnie inside. She is working on some pikes.
Hey, Den Bonnie. Thought we might come talk to you about the GIF that we had come across.
The GIF?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's apparently beings from the... was it the Far Plane? What was
the Far Brights?
Far Brights. Yeah, beings from the Far Brights. Apparently they're now working as privateers under Asmodeus.
Oh.
They had some pretty formidable equipment, and so thought maybe we could maybe work on something to help counteract that. Or their abilities?
Certainly.
Yeah.
You guys did just get a big shipment of new magical materials, so you have that to work with.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, they're right over there by your workstation.
Well, I can start coming up with some ideas here. There was definitely... they were talking about seems to bear some similarities with Mind Flayer I ran across some time ago.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to have to revisit that. And I don't know, maybe get us on an even kill if we can't find a way to counteract their staticite anchor.
Staticite anchor?
Yeah, yes. Pretty tricky. It really messes with our magic.
Oh. Well, my introduction into magic was kind of unusual. I'm not like a wizard or an artificer by trade, but one thing that I know from my adventuring time is that magic tends to have one weakness that, especially artifice, that people don't think about too much. And that's that it usually needs to land somewhere or take some sort of physical form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not so much a question of countering whatever this thing does as it is making sure that you have a way to, I don't know, to load it onto a trebuchet or, cut whatever its power source is to it.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
Right. It's like, if you're a wizard, then sure, you can just make clawy fingers at it and use the power of your will to overcome it or whatever. But, you know, if you don't have that luxury, then hitting it in specific places with a hammer might do you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely give that consideration here. I think this is something I might have to work on. I don't know if we'll have anything ready before they're ready to head out, but we'll see how long this report takes, Ket.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't forget your new stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys get 450,000 in gold, gold to use as materials, rather.
450 material components?
Yep. Okay. 450,000.
450, yeah, 1,000, yeah.
I have more material components to play with.
That we do.
Hey!
This is why I held back on the ring. Figure I could do something better once we got more.
So I don't know how much we plan on running into Gith, but it might be, if there is anything that specifically counteracts psionics, might be a thing.
I don't think there is.
No, fourth edition doesn't.
Yeah,
really.
Fourth edition is pretty, it's actually pretty good about not taking people's toys away from them.
No, yeah.
So you might want to look up if there are like weapons that are particularly good at destroying objects, so that if you go up against another sort of staticide anchor, you can actually like smash it.
Sundering.
Yep.
That might need to be researched for some other time. But.
Yeah, like another between games, yeah. Hitting the books. While our characters hit the books, we can hit the books.
Yes.
Yeah. So what does the car do after he's done helping?
I'm done helping. I will go and try and track down the people that I like from this crew.
Okay. So Sekar runs into Little Sparkle. And only Little Sparkle.
Yay!
I'm just guessing here.
I thought he was at least fond of Randus.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
All right, you both find Randus in the machine shop. Or in the... in the armory.
Have we covered all of our bases then?
I don't know. I only had the one base to cover, so I guess maybe we'll regroup at our quarters and compare notes and get some rest.
This seems like a plan. We all right. Join arms and dance away.
Okay.
You're off to see the wizard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, boxed up your way to the barracks where Ket is writing a report, and Orm's probably around as well.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey guys.
Oh. Hey, there's the wizard.
I think we should go to the Bronze Prince next, as Lolth has sent envoys there already.
Hmm.
Oh, yay.
And so what is going to be our approach to the Bronze Prince? Are we going to tell him we're going to make him a new sword, or?
Well, we can talk to him. We can do multiple approaches. We can say that, you know, if the current treaties, there are options. One is a actually fairly balanced system, and a other is going to put Asmodeus on top. And see how he views that. And then we could also say that we're going to plan a treating with Ulridan and see if we might be able to help both of them.
It may be worth letting him know that we are working. Well, of course we will, but we may want to emphasize that we are working under the auspices of Arathis. If he was part of the system and the arbitration system, having the goddess of civilization in our corner may be a positive.
Sure.
I figured we were probably going to have to let him know at least of the 10 gods that were part of the Treaty of Worms and their current stances.
Yeah.
So is our play to attempt to recruit the Bronze Prince and then use him to convince Ulridan to create a sword to replace the legendary sword for...
Yeah, I think an ideal world, like that's the idea.
Yeah.
That's one of the planes. One of the plans. We'll definitely have to see if the Bronze Prince is interested in that at all to start with.
My bet is that when we do this, we're going to run into Agents of Loth and that they're going to have their own set of promises. And considering the amount of resources that Asmodeus seems to have poured into magical research, it's possible he already has some kind of weapon that he's going to offer to the Bronze Prince, or certainly capable of doing something. So we should kind of, I guess, keep an open mind and be prepared to make counter offers.
I'm leery of making an offer on behalf of a god to whom we haven't spoken.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we can guarantee him a sword. I'm saying that we can go try to get him a sword.
Hmm.
Should we maybe see about sword first?
I think that we should get to the Bronze Prince sooner rather than later, seeing as we know that our opposition is heading there.
Okay.
Yeah, with that information, I definitely want to go to the Bronze Prince first. Also, with what we got from Cord's library about Ulradan, I kind of want to have a few options for who he might be making weapons for. Before we go there, Barrett mentioned both Malgubliet and the Great Tiger would be decent ideas for ones to talk to that might love to have some god-made weaponry.
And we really don't know who Ulradan might consider an equal.
Sam, I wrote you a thing.
Precisely. Yeah, I see. I'm sorry, I've got like a bunch of tabs open, so I'm trying to open it. Okay.
And Rafaga may also appreciate a forged item.
I think we should actually make a detour.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
You can reply to this, by the way, before you...
Oh.
Okay. She'll say... So she, like, I guess, like, looks off in space and says,
That looks like somebody got ascending.
What's the Toad's Boardwalk?
You know what it is. It's Gamma's Island.
Oh, okay. Got it. Sorry.
Okay. There's a lot of information going around.
There are a lot of them. Okay. So she'll say, all right, more information is good. I also have some details. Let's compare notes.
Who are you talking to?
Alushai.
Oh,
thought so.
He's got some details on the Toad's Boardwalk, and he's currently on Battle King Island.
What is all this? Is this Gamma?
I guess so. That makes sense that Alushai would be looking into that, and he was one of the on our list as a person who we might be able to bargain with because he's got vices and probably wouldn't be too much of a fan of Asmodeus, considering he's not particularly lawful.
And you think that Gamma is more important than the Bronze Prince? Because if we go see Gamma, we may not have access to the Bronze Prince at all.
I don't know. I just think that going... we have super fast travel. I'm not saying that like we should go get this information from Alushai and immediately head towards Gamma, but I think getting a little bit of information and then seeing what it is would be possibly helpful before we run into the Bronze Prince.
She's not wrong.
And if we have information that may be a definite lead towards the Toad's Boardwalk, as opposed to a vague notion that the Bronze Prince may be approached, it may actually be faster in the short run.
Yeah. I mean, there's also, as sad as it is, there's a possibility of an alternate plan, which is that, you know, we can race to the Bronze Prince because we know Loth is heading there, or we could just give that one up and go for some other directions. So.
I'm loath to even suggest it.
Yeah, that's why I did. I'm not saying that it's right. It just, there are a lot of things on this list. There are limited number of us, and they've had a lot more time to prep.
We do have, technically, a second ship.
Mm.
We're not splitting up. The Gith are prowling these waters. We barely were able to fight them off with all of us.
There are others who have helped us in the past.
Like who?
Did any of the four survive? I'll look to Orym.
Any of the who?
Our partners the last time we were here.
I don't know.
You were with some of them.
Best he really Randis wasn't. Was he was in a bullet that they shot out of their ship.
It's Randis.
Oh, okay.
Do you really know at all?
Well, I wasn't there, and this is entirely out of character.
Randis was explicitly with two of them.
Right.
As far as I remember, they fell off. Or it's been...
Yep.
What are we talking about? God?
No. Seven Owls Wise. Blah.
Albrecht Ghostbeard.
Albrecht and...
Brenson.
Sir Brenson.
Sir Brenson, yeah. I couldn't think of not Star Trek.
Not Riker.
Yeah.
Brenson was on board.
We know Brenson's
dead.
Was
annihilated.
Was there for that. But Ket wasn't there for anybody else.
I'm pretty sure that Seven Owls Wise survived.
I say, wasn't Seven Owls Wise and Gla the ones on the
yes
ship?
On top all ship. Three of them, except for Brenson. So it was like Torque and the other three Holy Rollers protecting the bomb bolt. Well, but that all of that super crashed into the Astral Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one that we know for sure survived out of that was Torque.
And you'll recall, he said entirely out of character, because he wasn't there as this character. Torque explicitly said a couple of times that he thought that there was divine intervention on his part.
Yes.
So, Heshvenema. I don't know. You fell in the Astral Sea. Did it suck?
Yes. Yes, it did. I want to play my fish boy again.
I would say that. If
I mean, it wouldn't be nuts to for somebody who had interacted with them to send out a sending. That's certainly something that is available.
Who's out there, you guys?
Just be aware of the potential implications of what sort of response you get.
Yeah. There's also the other generals that we met that would probably be able to help out if they're on our side.
Many ifs.
Yeah, the main problem that I see with asking others to help is they haven't been drawn into this quest, and I'm also sure that they would be in it for the greater good, but we also don't know how the other gods might see them if they're not part of a designation.
And more simply, if we're arguing that we might take this action to save time, but we have additional steps to discover whether these people are even alive, it seems like we're not really saving any time at all. Sparkle is insistent that we should not split our party, and I'm willing to go along with that at this point, but the question then becomes, what is going to be our focus?
Well, and I just question why suddenly little sparkle, why Gamma is now the focus of attention.
I don't know. I just got ascending. If you want to cast ascending back to Luce and we can ask why he got that information. Like I said, I just got ascending saying that someone had, you know, he had information. I don't think he'd send it to me if he didn't think it was good or worth acting on.
Isn't he on the side of Asmodeus?
No.
He's with Grumsh.
Oh, Grumsh. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and he's really more of a free agent in that regard.
Ah, okay.
Since Grumsh doesn't really have a side.
That's another.
He was Grumshter cover, if you will.
That's terrible.
I know. It's late.
So, I'm fine. Like I said, I just think that our ship is very fast, and we could go get the information and make a more informed decision then. It should hopefully not be that big a detour.
I'm with Sparkle on getting the information from Aluche. That might change our decision, but I think immediately afterwards the Bronze Prince is the right call.
More information is always better.
Yep.
Do we know how fast these drow ships travel?
Almost assuredly not as fast as our ship.
Okay. I mean, I'm willing to, if everyone else wants to go do this, I'm willing to go with the rest of the party, but I think that we need to be on high alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Randus?
Look, and if Aluche is betraying us or wasting our time in a particularly spectacular fashion, I'll stab him myself.
We may have to hold you to that.
Oh, don't. I am in. This is. I am giving him my trust for the second time, and I will not let him fool me twice.
I'm willing to trust your judgment.
Aside from his duplicity, he has been a very helpful ally.
This is true.
And it's in his best interest to, keep the universe working correctly as well.
Oh. Yeah.
And also not to be stabbed. Because frankly, should she stab him, I will assist.
Thank you.
I was going to be right there next with her.
So, Gamma?
Well, to this island, I'm not exactly sure where it is, but I'm sure we can figure it out. Battle King Island?
Battle King
to
Island.
To Pixo.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Have we encountered that before?
Is that one of the things or no?
That is not one of the holy cities, no.
Nope. Okay.
Have I encountered that before?
I don't think so.
Are you sure? Can I have some secret backstory too?
Oh, I mean, I'm like 90,000 years into the story, so if I've used the name Battle King Island before, then there might be two.
It happens.
You can have backstory. You just talk to a giant spirit boar.
That's true. I did.
Yes.
You. I'm totally inflating Toad's Boardwalk and Battle King Island with Battle Toads. Are you?
That's exactly what it is. I hated that game.
The game is amazing.
Okay. We have to get on these little hover bikes. And...
Yep, you'll never make it past.
No.
Don't even bother. Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather surf on top of a bomb bolt. And the last time, that got me killed.
On critical hit.
Well, you got better.
Yay!
All right, so to Pixo, and then let's prep this ship for departure.
Okay.
You guys go to Pixo. I'm going to finish this.
Sounds good.
Finish what?
We go to Pixo. He's got a report to write.
Oh, all right. The four of us go to Pixo.
Okay. He walks into his study and he's like, ah!
Hi.
Oh. A lot of people here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Do you know where Battle King Island is?
Yeah. Battle King Island is a... I mean, it's not like a hidden place or anything. He like looks around and pulls out a chart. See, it should be right here this time of year. It's a kind of a coliseum and gambling den, you know, that sort of thing.
No.
That seems to track. Yeah, so I think we're going to be heading that way.
Oh. Taking a little vacation?
No.
Nah, not so much.
What can you tell us about Battle King Island? Do you know anything?
I mean, astrally, it's not very remarkable. Hmm. It's just a place. I don't think politically it has any ties to anyone, although I'm sure, if he can get his stuff together, Gamma would probably be interested.
Yeah, that's why we're heading there. We've got someone who has some information on Gamma that he picked up there.
That's exciting.
Do you know
particularly Gamma's holy city?
Do you know anything about the Toad's Boardwalk? Has that ever come up?
I mean, I figured out where it is.
But you don't know what we can expect when we get there?
Not really. That's more of a Barrett question.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Go see Barrett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Barrett, there's been a change in plans.
Okay.
Not necessarily, but at least a somewhat detour.
We're going to be going to Battle King Island and to the Toad's Boardwalk, and I was told that perhaps you know something about this?
From what I've read, Gamma runs the Toad's Boardwalk like an enormous casino and, well, boardwalk, like a fair.
Okay.
So I would
seriously
be prepared to lose a lot of money if you plan on actually engaging with anything. And honestly, it might be difficult not to.
Okay.
Also, from what I know, the Gamma is a monstrous god, so I would not expect even the majority of the population to be, humans and dwarves and things like that. I think he also tends to attract more exotic inhabitants.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Keep the scrying pool open.
Okay.
Well, Ket, it looks like this is going to be all on you.
Ket's doing your homework.
Oh, that's right. I just thought he was following along. Oh, speaking of homework, Ket, I go chase him down.
Okay. He's coming out of the barracks. His report's complete.
Are you done the report yet?
Yeah, I was heading to Sarza right now.
Great. Let's go turn this into Sarza. Go up to Sarza.
She's in her office.
Sarza, Ket has completed the report that has all the information you need to know about the GIF.
She looks at it, flips through it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What can you tell me about Statusite?
Mostly that it messes with our arcane powers.
Yeah, we found a whole island of it once.
I see.
We have to figure out a way.
It was supplied to them by Asmodeus.
I was afraid of that. All right. So what is your current plan?
We're going to rendezvous with a old friend of mine at Battle King Island. He says he's got some information on the Toad's Boardwalk. And then based on how useful that information is, we'll either go there or to try to treat with the Bronze Prince.
Okay.
We found out Lolth has sent a fleet of diplomats herself, and at least one of them is heading towards him.
Yes, Talath, let me know that as well. Mm. Well, you should. I mean, that sounds fine. Obviously, the Clouds Arena is, in a manner of speaking, the fastest ship in the Astral Sea. But remember, time is going to start working differently. So just because you can move very fast doesn't necessarily mean that you have a lot of time. I'm not trying to push you towards a decision here. You should just be aware of that.
Sure.
Right.
We are. We figured information was always going to be helpful.
Definitely. You might want to talk to Salath to see if he has any agents there.
Oh, that's a great idea.
If not, you might want to help him plant an agent there.
Also a great idea.
We may want to do that more than just there.
That's, yes. I mean, I assume that's one of... Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah, wherever you go, take at least one ninja.
Okay, once more. Around the horn.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarsa. We will keep you informed of everything that is going on.
Great.
Then I say to Little Sparkle, Salath kind of scares me a little bit.
Sure.
Can you want to go talk to him?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's fine.
Okay.
Really, Orym?
Yeah, something about all those ninjas just popping in and out. It's unnatural.
Go trance.
Orym stretches. You guys have a good morning.
Yeah, you guys probably should rest before leaving.
Yeah, because we get our dailies reset.
Yeah, you probably want to have your dailies for, you know, the start of a mission.
I only used two.
I used five.
Didn't use any.
I didn't use any either.
Well, I don't remember if I used any.
Oh no! I was going to say, let's just go and punish Orym.
I also have multiple items that get better once I've had a milestone.
But you eventually have to start rolling for like exhaustion and things like that if you just stay up.
That's true.
Yeah,
I have new shoulder fangs and a cool battle skirt. So,
Orym goes off to meditate.
Okay.
Sparkle goes off to bed.
Yeah, I'll go with Sparkle.
All right. Salath's in his tower.
Hi again.
Hello, Kat.
Salath.
Do you have anyone stationed on Battle King Island?
I do not. Why?
I've got a contact there who says he's got some information on the Toad's Boardwalk. And considering that place might wind up being a place of interest for Gamma, it might be good to have someone monitoring the situation.
That is not a bad idea. Do you mind taking one of my kids?
Not at all.
All right. I will send one down to the docks.
Cool.
Actually.
Just a spare uniform I could borrow?
Of course.
Thank you.
Opens a crate and hands you a ninja outfit.
Sweet. I will take it.
Actually, Sloth.
Yeah.
I was going to see if we could take a couple of your kids and start placing agents anywhere that... any of these holy cities that it might actually help us.
I see. Well, I'm already working on getting people into each of the holy cities. I'm afraid if you,
if they're fine with us, it'll,
well, cost yes, a diplomatic envoy calls a lot of attention to itself, so it would be difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly, they know how to sneak out of a ship.
We're not going to Battle King as a, diplomatic mission.
That's right. So, assuming, well, actually, even if things go wrong, they might be able to sneak out even easier. But they're going, as you travel, people are going to expect you. So that will make it harder for my kids to get in and out. So let's put one on Battle King Island. And if you go to any other off locations, we'll talk about it.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anybody at any of the, I assume you have someone at each of the Dark Alliance cities?
We have someone at each of the Dark Council cities except for Vecna's Island.
Yeah. I didn't expect that one. I think I might want some information on Grumsh and also Coralon if you have anything from there.
Well, I'll tell you this about Corallon. He has people out. Now we're pretty sure he has people out, specifically trying to hinder Asmodeus.
Makes sense. Trying to find that facility.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping that being tied to Corallon, they'll make a big mess and then we'll be able to find it, but they've been pretty quiet so far.
All right.
But I'll see what I can find.
Let's go get some rest.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a good plan.
Randus, are you getting rest?
I suppose.
Is Carr getting rest?
Yes.
Well, I guess everyone is sleeping now, so it's probably a good time to tell the rest of you, get some sleep. You need it. It's good for you. And we will talk with you next week. And until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Ah, The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.